Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harry Hannebrink. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Semprock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Semprock. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hannebrink settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Lynch reaches third base with a triple. Lockman scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall fires to first and has Ashburn trapped. There's the throw to Casco, who tags Ashburn for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco strikes out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Nuxhall moves to third. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Pinson reaches third base with a triple. Nuxhall scores. Lockman scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cobb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Jones moves to second. It's 5-0, Reds. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hannebrink fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kopp moves to third. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lockman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Kopp scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Reds. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. Casco moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0-for-1 in the game. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kopp strikes out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanny Brink juggles the ball. That's an error on Hanny Brink. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Gomez trying to get to third. Bell throws the ball into Jones, who tags Gomez for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of post. Jones reaches second base with a double. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Casco reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. It's 6-1, Reds. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards short. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0-for-2 in the game. Hannebrink hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kopp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Reds. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Peña now pitching. Jean Fries pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Jean Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Meyer now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing left field. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry Anderson pinch hits for Sparky Anderson. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing second base. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jones hits a line drive towards the mound. Meyer catches it and throws to first to double up Bailey. 2 outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Casco moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Lockman reaches third base with a triple. Casco scores. Peña goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. One out. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0 for 3 in the game. Hannebrink hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kopp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Casco fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.